This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
So welcome back, Ryan McDonough, to the program. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Always great to be on with you too.
All right, let's get to the draft here. And I don't know who this Pancho Boncaro is Jerry Coleman's talking about during his update, but Paolo Boncaro from Duke went number one. And we had Mike Harmon on, our buddy from Fox Sports, yesterday afternoon. And I guess the betting trends, Ryan, were kind of leaning in Boncaro's direction. So when he was chosen number one, was it really a surprise as it may have been made out to be in a lot of media circles?
Yeah, so the Orlando Magic ran a very tight process. They were quiet. They did not share a whole lot. In fact, if anything came out of Orlando, it was pointing in the direction of Jabari Smith, the forward from Auburn. That was the expectation. And then you're right, the betting markets in the last 24 to 48 hours before the draft, sometime Tuesday or Wednesday, really started to shift, and Boncaro got a lot of traction, and there were some wild swings on the betting market. So I give a lot of credit to the bookmakers. They were ahead of certainly the NBA insiders and even some NBA teams. I guess Paolo Boncaro said last night that he only found out shortly before the pick was made that he was going to be the guy with Orlando. And guys, I don't think he did anything in terms of working out for the Magic, maybe not even interviewing with them. So it was unusual that Orlando, with the number one pick who has that control of the draft, that they wouldn't bring in the young man and spend some time with him. But it seems like they didn't, but still pulled the trigger on him anyways with the number one pick.
Now, last time you were on, I referenced Holmgren maybe having a Durant like game, and as you pointed out astutely, that's why he worked in the NBA. I mean, nobody at that size shoots like Kevin Durant does or maybe ever will. But what separated Boncaro, Holmgren, Smith from the rest? Because it wasn't a big separation of those three to the Murray's, Ivies, Johnny Davis's, and the rest.
Yeah, I think Jaden Ivey should be in that top tier.
Sure.
I think for me, there were four guys at the top, those three front court players, and then Jaden Ivey. And I wouldn't at all be surprised if we look back on this draft years from now and say Jaden Ivey was the best player to come out of the 2022 draft. He ended up going number five to Detroit, who I think did the best overall in the night, not only getting Ivey, but then trading for Jalen Duren, the center out of Memphis. I think, you know, those four guys stand out to me. But as always, as you guys know, there are always players later in the lottery, even sometimes outside the lottery, potentially even in the second round, who end up being among the best players from the draft class. So we'll see how it ends up, but I thought Detroit did very well last night. They have a lot of young talent, led by last year's number one overall pick, Cade Cunningham, and adding Ivy, who I think has a chance to be a star, especially offensively, and then Duren, a solid center with some upside. I think Detroit was the big winner last night.
Hey, Ryan, what were the Knicks trying to do?
That's a very good question. Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to free up salary cap space to go get top free agents, and it seems like they're targeting Jalen Brunson, the guard from Dallas, who had a terrific year with the Mavs. Something very interesting happened last year, guys, or didn't happen, I should say. The Mavs had the ability to offer Jalen Brunson a four-year, $55 million extension. They did not do that. And because of the contract they gave Brunson, who was a tremendous second-round pick in 2018, but they gave him a four-year deal. And the reason the team's resonant to give second-round picks a four-year deal is because if the player plays very well, like Jalen Brunson clearly has, where he's grossly outperformed that pick slot in his salary, well, now he's an unrestricted free agent. So the Mavs don't have matching rights. So, you know, Dallas could re-sign him. They're the only team that can give Brunson 5 years, but it seems like New York is going to be super aggressive. Keep in mind, the Knicks president, Leon Rose, was Brunson's former agent, and they just hired Jalen's dad, Rick Brunson, the former NBA player, on Tom Thibodeau's staff. So to me, that's what they're signaling. They're going to be aggressive in free agency, and you know, if they don't get Brunson, they'll get somebody else. But it seems like Jalen Brunson is the guy they have circled.
Hey, Ryan, was there a guy that, after watching film and stuff, that you liked that dropped more than you thought should have?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think at different levels, you know, they got guys who ended up probably on the board a little longer than I thought they would were Ty Washington, the guard from Kentucky. He was one and done at Kentucky. He was a late first-round pick. I had him right around that late lottery, mid-first-round grade. I liked his touch on the floater. And then a pick I think could be another second-round steal. I tweeted this out last night watching the second round, is for the second year in a row, the New Orleans Pelicans, who drafted Herbert Jones last year, we saw what he did this year in the playoffs in particular against Phoenix. I thought he had an outstanding rookie year as a second-round pick. They got E.J. Liddell, one of the most productive players in the draft, the junior forward out of Ohio State. I'm not sure how he was available in the 40s. I think one of the things that happens, guys, sometimes with upperclassmen is they get picked apart and people look at their flaws and what they can't do rather than what they can do. E.J. Liddell was a very productive college player at Ohio State, and I was shocked he was still there in the 40s. So it seems like, at least in my opinion, for the second year in a row, New Orleans Pelicans may have gotten yet another steal in the second round.
Odyssey NBA insider Ryan McDonough, former Suns GM, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the draft and some NBA. Well, close to us down in D.C., the Wiz, Johnny Davis, Big Ten Player of the Year out of Wisconsin, goes 10 overall. So your assessment of his skill set, and will he have Bradley Beal as a teammate for the foreseeable future here?
Yeah, Bradley Beal, as you guys know, said earlier this week that he's made his decision already. To me, and the expectation around the league is that he's going to re-sign with the Wizards. I'm guessing he's going to opt out of his contract but then re-sign a long-term deal, probably a five-year max deal. I think, you know, if you look at it logically, and if he and his representatives are following the rules, he's technically not allowed to have contact with any teams until June 30th, which is next week. So if he's already made his decision, how would that, you know, logistically work anywhere else other than Washington? And another thing that I think works in the Wizards' favor is if you look at the top teams with salary cap space, they are not destination markets, and they are not places that I think Bradley Beal would want to play. Talking about the Detroit Pistons, Orlando Magic, San Antonio Spurs, Indiana Pacers, maybe the Knicks, but the Knicks would have to do a lot more activity to get to Bradley Beal's number. So I think he re-signs in Washington. That is my expectation. And Johnny Davis, the rookie out of Wisconsin with the 10th pick, he had a really productive year this year. He showed significant improvement this year from a year ago. Last year, he didn't start a game. He only averaged 7 points a game. This year, he was close to 20 points and 8 rebounds a game. He's got a strong-bodied wing. He's physical. He likes to initiate contact and use his body to create space and separation from his defender. And I thought he was good at getting to the free throw line and making his free throws. Made almost 80% of his free throws. Shot six attempts a game. So I like this kid. He's talented. He really improved you. He really improved a lot. Now, he's not going to wow you with his shooting, athleticism, or length. He's not going to have an incredible highlight package, but this kid's a good player. He's a really productive player, and he got a lot better from his freshman year to his sophomore year, and obviously the Wiz will try to do whatever they can to help him continue to improve.
Hey, Ryan, why didn't Sacramento take Ivy at 4? I know he was happy, but, I mean, why didn't they?
The strength of their team is in the backcourt, and it was interesting. I understand why you're asking the question, because I thought they would, especially if you look at the recent history of this front office. A couple years ago, with De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield on the roster, they drafted Tyrese Halliburton. Keep in mind, they traded Halliburton to Indiana in season last season for Domantas Sabonis. And then last year, with Davion Mitchell, the talented guard from Baylor, on the board, they drafted another guard and loaded up their backcourt. So to me, maybe it's an organizational shift. They do have a new head coach in Mike Brown, who obviously wants to win right away. And this is a franchise that, for the 16th year in a row, did not play in the playoffs. So I think, you know, even if Ivy's the most talented player, putting him and Fox in particular in the backcourt together, I don't think would have been a great fit. So I think that was the rationale. I would have taken Ivy. That's the guy I really liked. And yeah, again, I think he might be the best player to come out of this year's draft. But they thought Keegan Murray, the forward out of Iowa, who had a terrific year, is probably the most ready-made player that was available when they're picking, and a guy that they can plop right in right away, and they don't have to disrupt their backcourt of Fox and Mitchell.
Ryan, we know you're a busy guy, but real quick, Justin Lewis, Baltimore kid out of Marquette, went undrafted. Looks like he signed with the Bulls. Any reason why he did not get picked among the 60 selections last night?
Well, one of the things that happens, guys, in the NBA draft is if you're not a first-round pick or an early second-round pick, there's a point, usually in the late 40s to 50s, where agents would not want their kid to get drafted, meaning they would rather have the guy be a free agent, go undrafted, and that way they can pick a specific team and a specific situation where they think a player has a chance to succeed, rather than, you know, being at the whim of one team and, you know, maybe they want the guy to go overseas or to the G League, or maybe they just cut him in training camp. So sometimes that does happen where an agent will say, please don't draft my guy. We'd rather have him slide through. Then we can pick our situation and try to maximize our chances of being successful.
Ryan McDonough, Odyssey NBA Insider. Ryan, we appreciate the time. Have a great weekend and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Ryan.
Anytime, guys. Always great to be on with you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.